everybody. Welcome back to the Comedy Castle podcast. I'm Joel Fragamenti. I'm your host. I'm going to tell you what's going on at the Comedy Castle this weekend. All right? Sound good? Let's do it. Ian Bagg is here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'll be talking to Ian shortly. I think that's probably the reason why you came to the show is because you want to hear Ian Bagg do an interview, and it's really good. We'll talk about what's going on with Ian. Some sad news in the Ian Bagg world, but we got him this weekend. We'll talk to you about that. And then there also is a special show coming up this week on Saturday at 2 p.m. Maurice Bernard, star of General Hospital, will be coming in talking about his 30 years as Sonny on that television show, and also about mental health, which he's a big proponent of. He's written a book about it. He was here, I don't know if it was a year ago, 2 years ago, and big hit. So 2 p.m. on Saturday, if you know somebody that's a fan of General Hospital, have them go over to ComedyCastle.com, pick up a ticket to see Maurice Bernard's Your Stronger Than You Know tour. Yeah, I enjoyed Maurice. Nice guy. Good show. If you like General Hospital. If you don't like General Hospital, will you like this show? Well, if you know Maurice, you're going to love the show, and he's a popular man. Let's put it that way. All right. We also got a big show on Sunday night with Jeff Allen. That's right, Jeff Allen. You may know Jeff. Dry Bar Specials, real popular guy. Does very well every time he comes out. It's the Are We There Yet tour at 6:30 p.m. Come see Jeff. Again, a little bit of an older crowd. He's old school, this Jeff. I think he'd tell you that. I think he'd tell you he's old school, he's clean, and people love it. I love it, too. Jeff Allen's one of the best acts we have coming into our club. So come see Jeff Allen that Sunday night at 6:30 p.m. So early show Sunday. You'll be out of there 8 o'clock. You're home by 8:30. I don't know where you live. Maybe you're home at 9. I don't know. Maybe you're home at 8:15. You walked around the corner. I don't know. But Jeff Allen's great. Come see him. And, of course, Ian Bagg shows at 7:30 p.m. Thursday, 7:15 p.m. And 9:45 on the Friday there. And then 7 and 9:30, that's this weekend coming up, starting on the 25th. The show's going up late. I'm going to apologize to you right away. The show is going up late. Why is it going up late? Well, you're going to hear that right away with Ian Bagg. I'll just tip you off in case you don't know it. I've been trying to interview Ian. I think I put in a request on Saturday. Waited, didn't hear anything till Tuesday morning, and I'm like, okay, something's going on. I don't really know. But Ian, for those of you that know the show, know that Ian would end the show talking about his doctor, his dog is named Dr. Henry Wong. He was found walking on the beach in Long Beach, California, and he had a big dick. That's a lot of the story, a real heartwarming story about bringing in Dr. Henry Wong. Well, unfortunately, the good doctor did not make it and passed away this week. You'll hear us start because I send my condolences and he says, "Nah, just make it part of the show." So we're just going to play the whole interview. Sometimes I cut off that little pre-interview bit, but you're going to hear the whole thing here. And really a sad week for Ian, but he's looking forward to coming here. Other couple things we talk about. We talk about how TikTok, I'm reading today, Joe Biden has signed the bill to ban TikTok in the United States. We'll see what happens with that. But we'll talk about how that affects comedians. That's interesting. Also, how the NFL draft, which is this weekend in Detroit, affects Ian's shows. That was a fun talk. We'll talk a little bit about the Red Wings. Ian, big hockey fan from Canada. We always talk a little Red Wings. We'll talk about his hometown of Long Beach, California, where he lives anyway. Not where he's from, but where he lives. And my experiences in Long Beach, which were good. It was fun. So what can I tell you? Let's just go to this interview. Again, it does start very somber. Dr. Henry Wong, rest in peace, buddy. I hope you had a great life with Ian. I'm sure you did. And we'll start the interview that way, guys. And I'll talk to you afterwards, all right? Stick around. Here's Ian Bagg. Hey, Ian.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Yeah, good, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I was on your Instagram just now before the show, and I think I may know why you've delayed this, and I understand it. I'm sorry to hear that. That's terrible news.
Yeah, it was easy. Yeah, it's a struggle. It's a struggle.
Yeah.
You know, they steal your hearts.
Oh, so. Well, I'm sitting. I adopted one about 6 weeks ago, and he's sitting right here with me now. So
that's awesome, buddy.
I get it. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. We had three.
Yeah.
And this little guy, we just found him in front of the house on the beach, and just kind of stole our hearts. So, you know, it's kind of, it's one of those things. So, it was very unexpected. It was very, he wasn't feeling good on Monday, and my wife was going, it was in school, and she was finished for the semester and was going back to our house in on the East Coast. And so I just thought he may have been like anxious that she was leaving. Mm. And then I took him to the vet, and they're like, oh, he's really sick. Ugh. You got to take him to the, you got to take him to an ER, and he passed in my arms on the way there. So I was just like, oh, such a struggle.
Yeah. That's terrible news.
Makes you turn into a complete pussy. I'm just like fucking just bawling every so often for no apparent reason, but you know, you're just like, oh God, I hope I didn't fucking cause him too much pain and all that kind of stuff, you know? Yeah.
But he was a big part of the show, I'd say. I mean, that bit that you would tell about how you got him was a big laugh.
Yeah, it was kind of a closer. So
yeah,
we'll do a Dr. Henry Wong weekend this weekend. And,
all right, I don't know if you want that to be part of the show. We don't have to.
You can keep that in there.
It in there. All right. Well, it's good talking to you. I mean, look, we're doing this a little later, and now I know why, and I have no problem with that at all. So.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I wasn't just fucking you over. I was trying to.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Well, if you were
bye-bye.
Look, if some guys were fucking me over, I'd be like, yeah, well, that's him. That's how he rolls.
Right.
But not you. You're a good guy. We love you.
Hey, I love it. I'm a good guy.
We love you at the club. You're like one of the top guys. Here's a compliment to you. I was given a guy comes in. I think he was one of the opening acts. If I remember, it could have been a different guy. One of Adam Ray's opening acts. He brought a whole entourage from L.A. of guys to guest set. But anyway, having said that, guy says to me, he says, what a great room. You know who'd be good in this room? Ian Bagg. You ever have Ian at your club?
That's really funny.
I'm like, we're way ahead of you.
Thanks for helping us book, but we've already figured something out.
Oh, yeah. But yeah,
can I say something that does annoy me about your club?
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah.
The website. I hate the website so much.
Okay, I'm writing down the complaints. What is the website? I will pass this along to whomever.
I don't think the seating chart just scares people.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Yeah, it should be. You should. There's got to be an easier way to do that. That seating chart could just make it easier. Because if people don't find their seats in a couple clicks, they just kind of disappear, bail. Right?
Okay, so yeah. I believe we used to have, and I think this is probably what you would suggest, a best available seating, meaning you type in, I want two tickets, and here's your tickets. I believe, and I don't know this, and believe I'm not the guy that does the website, but I believe people were complaining about the seats that they were getting when they did it that way.
I think you should have probably about 30 not VIP, but premium seats that people can pick. And from there on, it's first come, first serve.
Interesting. Okay. That's an interesting perspective.
It just makes it, I honestly believe getting websites are about people being easy for people, right? it's not about going in and buying something from a store and having to deal with a person. Yeah. It's about getting things done quickly. And I really believe you might see some more business come your way.
All right. Well, listen, there's going to be a gentleman this weekend at the club.
Okay.
I think his name's Mark. I've run him to him.
Never heard of
times.
Him.
Yeah, I know. It's like one. He shows up every 3-4 years, pops his head in.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I don't think I've seen him. I don't think I've seen him since COVID.
No, you're going to see him this weekend, though. That's news.
No way.
Yeah, you'll see him this weekend. You'll see Mr. Ridley this weekend, and we'll talk to him.
Oh, man.
But he's very, that's a thing that I've actually not heard many complaints about, and bring it up to him, for real.
I deal with websites every week.
Yeah.
And I've said it a couple times. I'm just like, this website's got to change.
This is a lovely
podcast. me telling you guys how you guys should do your website.
If this
talking
is,
about me being a horrible dog owner.
No, this is how we get people to go to the website to buy tickets for your show. You got to check this website out. You've never seen anything like it. Go over to comedycastle.com.
My God, if you want to spend an afternoon on a website.
But you know what? As a compliment to you, it may be hard to find your seats because there's not all that many available for this weekend.
Right, but that's the other thing. Once we get once we start selling, now they got to struggle to find the seats. I'm
All right, got it. So Ian Bagg, going forward,
let's switch subject.
General admission going forward. That's what you want. Festival seating.
General admission and then some premium seating.
Premium seating. There you go. Well, that's
some premium seating. I'm gonna put this out there. We charge extra for the premium seating.
Because you want people that maybe will engage with you.
Yes. I want people that want to be at the front. Because you don't want just first come, first serve. Oh, we're here. Let's sit up front. You know, I mean, we want the people that want to be involved. So we want to see those seats sell out first. So
these are legitimate, good critiques of our website.
Yeah. You know what? I really do. I do believe people have lost the art of giving constructive criticism. Constructive criticism is not telling somebody they're a piece of garbage. It's just saying, hey, this is going to help you out. Right.
Yeah.
Whereas people just like, oh, you're junk, you're garbage, you're crap. Like that's not constructive criticism. Yeah. That's my father.
I had one of those fathers too, so
I love my dad.
Your dad's still around. That's great. Yeah,
my dad's still around. He's struggling with it. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to say anything. But I talked to him yesterday. He was very upset about Dr. Henry Wong. My dad's a great guy. It was funny. My dad was a mechanic, so I'm one of those kids that was asked for a 7/16, and then I'd bring him a 9/16, and it would come flying back at me at three times the speed.
Yeah, that's my dad never trusted me to do anything.
That's awesome.
He would do all that. He'd be exhausted. And I'd be like, I could cut the lawn. No, you can't cut the lawn.
Oh, you'll screw it up. You'll get it too low. You'll get it. Well, then we'll just have nothing but dirt out there.
Yeah. So I bought my own house and the fights continued at my place after.
That's funny.
Yeah.
He still cut your lawn.
And at some point I said, look, this is my place. I'm going to pull it. Switching around on you, Pop.
Switch a room.
Exactly.
Once you start paying the mortgage, then you can tell me what to do. Exactly.
All right, let's get into a couple things here. Big weekend in Detroit. You know, it's the NFL draft weekend in Detroit this weekend coming up.
Found that out when I forgot to buy my plane ticket.
Oh boy, was it ridiculous to get here this weekend?
On the way, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad. Yeah, I was a. It wasn't fantastic, but it wasn't too bad. But finding a flight that worked was a tough one. I'm flying Southwest one way.
Okay.
And I'm flying Delta the other way.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you got the highs and the lows there. I don't know, Southwest.
Yeah, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
You could be on Spirit or Frontiers even. I don't know if Frontier goes to L.A., but my goodness, Spirit. I've had some bad Frontier flights.
Spirit was offering. Yeah, people mock Spirit, but Frontier is way worse.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because they do this thing where they slip the Christianity in, too. Oh, man.
Yeah, it was something else, man. And I told my family, I go, I did Frontier once. I don't know if we want to go, if we're going to Orlando to get on a cruise ship. And I go,
oh, no.
No.
We might miss that cruise. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny when you have to add Christianity into your sales pitch. I'm like, how good is this airline? Yeah. If we have to ask for the big guy for help.
So being the NFL draft, a lot of out of towners in town this weekend. I don't think it really affects who comes to our club because.
I hope not.
I don't know. I don't know.
I hope a little bit. I hope that I do think people when they come into town for that draft, they're all about that. They're really not looking for. for comedy, but there might be some Beanbag fans that are in town. Maybe they'll come out. You know, who knows? Yeah. But the streets will be packed. It'll be a great weekend.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You guys, you guys are one of those clubs. They trust who you put in there, right? Mm-hmm. So they're showing up no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. And of course, this being the hockey season just ended, I was going to talk to you about that because
more tears.
Well, this was the thing where people really, by and large, have sort of the Red Wings not on the front burner for most people until the last week of the season when everybody lost their mind and went crazy for the Red Wings once again. And it felt like the 90s for like a week, and then they had that whole last night debacle. So,
which is cool, and I think it gives you hope for next year, right? Yeah. Like they're a young team. I kind of hope Kane comes back. It doesn't sound like he is, but yeah. I hope he does. But you know, things are going on. It's happening.
Yeah.
TV wise, sitting up in the big office saying things are going to happen. You know, it does suck that. You have to go through these building, you just kind of go off the edge and then you got to start again. Yeah. I think it's about to happen with Tampa. I think Tampa is one of those teams that's going to go they're going to have to, restock. And sadly you've spent all your money. You put all your hopes and dreams into now, and then you have to pay for it in the future. Right. Mm. So,
yeah. Not to deliver more bad news. Are you a TikTok comic? I know you're on Instagram.
I am.
Are you worried about this ban?
I am. I have about 200,000 followers on TikTok, but I'm not so worried. Whatever happens, to me, but I really enjoy using TikTok.
Do you?
I enjoy watching the videos. I enjoy seeing these people. Like creators, I think there's guys out there that I would never heard of that would never do stand up that are really funny. Mm-hmm. I find it's one of those things where they'll show you people that are you'll be able to find somebody that's doing crappy things to another person and gets called out. I really do like TikTok, so I hope and I get why the government you just can't have them stealing stuff, right? And I'm not going to say the name of the country, China, that they're known for stealing ideas, then making their own and not paying their share fare for the guy that created it. Right. Mm. So we have to do that. But at the same time, I want to see people dance.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like there should be some, middle ground here that they could find and not have to ban a thing that for a lot of people is it brings them joy and certainly God, if we were children, if you're somebody who's under the age of 18, this might be the biggest source of entertainment for you at this point.
It's huge, and I'm sure that's why some people are not sticking up for it, is because they make money off of people watching something else. So why would they want to say, hey, don't, But at the same time, it's people hate it, but we're a global community now, and other places are going to own things. But you have to make sure that our security is taken care of as well. But who knows how well it'll be taken care of. But anyways, I hope they get it all worked out, and I hope the people that follow me on TikTok are able to follow me on TikTok, because that's where they enjoy following me, right? So I like to travel. Like Facebook has got me these big markets, and like people want me to come to Scotland, Ireland, and Australia. Last year I went to the Middle East, and these global things get my comedy out in places that I've never thought I'd go. So
that is for comedians especially. I don't want to say more than other people, but comedians are actually the TikTokers that can have a skill that is more than just sitting in front of the phone. You're actually can get up and do this and meet the people and all of
and
that
music
stuff.
Too. And music. That's where that's the new radio station. Mm-hmm. That's where we hear them. New music is on TikTok. So
Don't be afraid of the technology.
Those most resistant to change are the first to be left behind.
Oh,
that's all. Yeah.
That's a good, is that a, can I quote you on that, or is that from somebody else?
That's from somebody else, but that's something that that's something that I was told that I've always tried to keep in my sights when I'm, you know, when I'm doing things, not to like the reason why I didn't, you know, like I didn't mind doing things and trying new things and stuff that worked out for me is because don't be resistant to change. All you can do is fail, but you're never going to go down from where you are. So you might as well try new things.
That's a great point. We're learning things today.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, your style, of course, plays so well.
Don't kidnap your governor. That's the other thing.
What are we? Don't kidnap the governor. Well, tell that to the audiences this weekend. I don't know if it's those people, but.
No, the people that show up are pretty normal people. So, you know, there's some people that are on the outskirts, but not on the outliers, but they got some sort of normality. And that's why they come out, because my shows for people that want to escape. Right. They want to just have a good time. They want to come out and have fun with me for an hour. And I say that to them. I hope all that happened tonight is that you were able to escape. And in the next 2 weeks to a month, when you're having a bad day, something that happened during this show tonight will let you just giggle and wind down a bit. That's all they want. You know, I'm not trying to change the world. I'm just trying to change your oil.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the people that come to your show, you know, they come back. That's another thing about you, because, I mean, I can't remember the first time you played the Comedy Castle, but are we talking 15 years here? 20?
Probably. Yeah. I wasn't a guy that was every year, but I was like definitely a guy that would, you know, show up every couple years to four years or something like that. I was just kind of on the outskirts, but I'd say the last 5 years, maybe just before COVID, we've been really coming back hard.
Yeah.
We do have people. I have people that come to two or three shows a weekend. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. That's that sort of fandom is not, you know, some people will see a comic. And maybe it's someone that they have been a fan of for a long time, never seen them live, or there. Sometimes I see the same phenomenon with guys who are popular on social media, where people want to come and they can't wait to come, and then they come, and then when the act comes back, those people didn't come back.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, right? They just want to see them one time.
Yeah.
No, I've always found the people that you know, the people that really enjoy me want to see what happens. Because my shows aren't linear. They bounce all over the place. They want to see what's different from this show to that show. They want to see what happens. They don't want to miss what might have happened the next show. So they'll come back. But it's crazy. Like, I've had people come back. If I'm in a town for three nights, they'll come to five shows. And I'm just like, weren't you? And they're like, yeah, we love it. It's different every time. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it is. So. It is. And then, you know, of course, for speaking as a member of the Comedy Castle staff, if it's different every time, that's good for us.
Yeah, you guys, you like a little bit of different music in the background every so often.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
so,
and not that we don't understand that, hey, it's a show, and if you want to do, I say, as a comedy teacher, I say it's called a routine for a reason. You're going to do the jokes that you know work, and you're going to open with this, and you're going to close with this, and that'll be the same every time.
Absolutely.
But
there's no wrong way of doing comedy. It's a very personal journey, and the way you do it is the way you do it. Mm-hmm. The thing is, you don't really want, you know, our styles can be similar, but we don't want to be similar. Yeah. So,
well, do you feel that? Let me ask you this, just as the teacher thing and the students, because I always say, you know, you're doing it for the audience. That's my perspective. And I'm not saying you agree with that, but I say you're doing it to entertain the audience. You're not doing it for yourself. You're not doing it because there's a thing you want to do. I mean, I want you to like your act, but I also want you to know that you're doing things that are pleasing them. Where do you fall on that line?
So you're trying to make the audience laugh, right? You're trying to build your own. This is very interesting. I hate telling people how they should.
Well,
you're building your own tribe, right? So yes, you are trying to make the audience laugh. You're not trying to alienate them. Mm-hmm. But you aren't trying to pander to them. Yeah. You're trying to make them enjoy what you do. You should want to do what you do.
Yeah.
Does any of that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, Yeah.
We all like different things.
Mm-hmm.
We also like popular things have a community. So there's groups that like things, right? Mm-hmm. So there's very few there. If I only have a couple people that like me, my career kind of sucks, right?
Yeah.
So you are trying to build this community, right? So what do you do to build that community? Something that people, that radiates with people, that resonates mm-hmm. with people, not radiate, resonates with people. Yeah. So you have your style. Now you're trying to find what you like, but shaping it mm-hmm. just enough that others like it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good.
So it's not about just pandering. It's mm-hmm. about,
yeah.
It's about learning how to edit to make the audience enjoy your point of view.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good way to look at it. I always tell them, look at a Venn diagram. The stuff that you love is a circle. The stuff that the audience loves is another circle. And where they intersect, that's your act. That's what I tell my students.
Yeah, that's very true. I was looking at it more of the audience as a circle and you're a square.
Okay.
Right. So you got now. Are you making the audience become a square?
In.
Or are you just trying to round your edges so that you can fit into the circle?
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I think you're just trying to take the sharp edges off.
Yeah. That's cool. That's a good conceptual way to think about comedy.
This is a really interesting conversation we're having.
We'll get you out of here on this. I never brought this up to you, but I wanted to talk to you about Long Beach. You're still in Long Beach, right, California?
I'm still in Long Beach, about to take the dogs for a walk. Lou and Pearl, we're about to go.
Yeah,
I love Long Beach.
I spent a weekend there, and I had a good time, so.
I spent a weekend and it felt like a year.
I spent a month there one weekend. No, I had a good weekend at Long Beach, but I was trying to figure out maybe amongst, because, you know, coming from the Midwest, well, Long Beach is beautiful and the whole thing. But people in Southern California, what is the reputation of Long Beach to the surrounding communities?
So Lou's going to give you his answer. Out you go. You can't come in if you're going to be barking. I'm trying to sell some tickets, Lou.
Come on.
We're trying to sell some tickets so you can have some greenies. So the reputation is, it's a little bit, it's the port city.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, and it's also got this like a little bit in Long Beach's trouble.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg lives here.
But yeah. None of that while I was there.
None of that. No, you can find it though. It's definitely, you can find it. Trust me. I see it on my app. but it's also got these hidden, I live in Belmont Shore.
Okay.
And it's got these hidden beaches that not as many people come to, and it's lovely. I look out front, because this is right out front is where the Spruce Goose took off and got its
Howard Hughes,
that's where that took off out front here, and I see all the boats every day, and I love beach living. Okay. And I'm in a kind of a little community.
Yeah.
And I'm not in Venice or Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. I'm in Los Angeles, but you'd never know I'm in Los Angeles.
Right.
So that's what I love about it. And I love the people. I love my neighbors. There's some wackadoos, of course, but it's good. It's good times. It's lovely.
It's a nice place. Like I said, I had a good time while I was there.
I'm glad you had a good time. And there's some great restaurants. If there's some Long Beach food places online that you can find, and you can find that barbecue.
I went to a good barbecue place while I was there, and I couldn't tell you the name of it, but there's sort of a row of restaurants not far from the downtown.
Yeah, there's one down. Yeah, I know exactly where it was. And you down there, that's kind of like mall shopping and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And you can go thicker. It's Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles is down
okay,
here.
Okay, yeah, that's famous place.
Yeah, famous place, and it's just good. I'm spoiled that this making people laugh has let me live down here. You know, I really feel, I don't know what I did that I get to do. I get to, my dreams get to let me do more dreams. So I can't wait to come in and have a good time.
Yeah. It's going to be a great time. If people, I don't know if you're going to talk about Dr. Henry Wong, but it's
a Dr. Henry Wong weekend.
It is.
Bringing it up. So
please, let's remember Dr. Henry Wong. Love your furry friend if you're listening to this.
I know some people don't get it because they don't have dogs, but yeah. If you had somebody, if someone in your life that's there every day that you take care of, that you'd pick up their poop, you will feed them. And they're special. They're special to you, and they're goofy, and they get you in trouble, and they bark at other dogs sometimes, but for the most part, you know, they're fantastic. And when they're gone, you feel the hole, but also, you know, the hole that they filled while they were around is worth it. So. Yeah.
Well, Ian, thanks so much for talking to me, dude. I'm excited for the show.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me be late.
Well, hey, you got a great reason, and, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, hopefully we got some laughs, some healing laughter will occur this weekend. Some bitching to Mr. Ridley about our website will happen this weekend.
We're going
to
fix the website.
We're going to do it. We're doing it, people.
We're going to fix the website. That's what we're going to do. Everybody's going to make it so much easier. I love it.
Thanks so much, Ian. We'll see you.
Thank you, bud. Love
you. All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, definitely a somber way. And again, you know, I understand. I get it. I adopted my dog, Baxter, about 6-7 weeks ago now, I think it is. And he's sitting right here in the studio with me, and I love him. And if he passed away, be so sad. But so love him. If you got a dog, love him. If you don't have a dog, you don't think you don't like dogs, get one. They're fantastic. My little Baxter's joy. I love him so much. He sleeps with me. He sits here while I'm doing the podcast. He's a good boy. I'd have him talk to you. He doesn't have much to say, do you? Baxter? You got anything to say to the people? He's curled up in a ball. Nothing from Baxter. All right. But anyway, come out, check out Ian Bagg. I don't know what's going on with the website either. The website. I think the website works fine for my purposes, but Ian sees lots of websites at lots of comedy places. Maybe we'll work that out this weekend. Maybe there'll be a new way to buy tickets coming up. I don't know. We'll figure that out. Good suggestions. Good suggestions, Ian. All right, guys. And again, go to comedycastle.com and get your tickets for Ian Bagg or Maurice Bernard or Jeff Allen this week. And, of course, tons of shows coming up. We just announced Pauly Shore is coming to the club later this year. You can get your tickets up there as well. My advanced comedy class, they just finished up this week. Shout out to those guys and girls. Great show. Sarah Young did the hosting, did a bang-up job. And comics like Bill Morrison and Tina Green and Ray Topper, who hadn't done comedy in a long time, came back to it. Penny Bowler, Miss Ray was on that show. Super funny. Brought the crowd. Love Miss Ray. Had some great openers. I had my former students, Josiah Jones. We'll talk to Josiah probably in a couple of months because he's doing a headline date at the club. I'm super excited for that. Carl Merrick, who's hilarious. Nazik Najjar, another great student of mine who's doing shows all over. So it was a great show. I hope I didn't forget anybody. Did I forget anybody? I don't know. David Mark, the great David Mark. David had a rough go of this class with some health issues, but he did the show. Got huge laughs. Love David. That's my guy. Anyway, let's get out of here, guys. Come on, let's get out of here. Tina Green, I mentioned her. The next advanced comedy class, though, is May 4th. So if you're looking to do the advanced comedy class, you want to be part of a great showcase like that, May 4th, call the Comedy Castle at 248-542-9900 and sign up for the advanced comedy class. You'll learn a lot about comedy. You heard me talk to Ian about comedy, the intersection, the Venn diagram, what you love, what the audience loves, that intersection, that's your act. And then Ian had his own examples, which were brilliant, too. What can I tell you? I love the comedy class. I love talking comedy with you guys. Thanks for listening. Come check out Ian Bagg this weekend. It's one of the best shows you will ever see. I promise you that. I promise you. Deal with our website, whatever you think about it. and come see Ian Bagg this weekend. It's great. We're going to get out of here. We'll talk to you next week, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you then. Bye-bye.